It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see
JT York again.
Hello and welcome to the JT York Memorial Degrassi Podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Matt.
And we are here today to talk about Degrassi Season 1, Episodes 7 and 8, Basketball Diaries, and Secret and Lies, respectively.
With all due respect. What's up? How are you?
It's Sunday.
So I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was doing really well until 2 minutes before this podcast, you were looking at the wiki and started maniacally laughing and saying, you're going to hate the next two episodes. Because I like these two episodes. They were harmless. They were fine. One of them was, dare I say, good. And there was no graphic old lady talking about the sex with children.
I mean, there's none of that in the next two episodes. I just don't think you're going to find them as pleasurable as you found these two.
Not a lot of pleasure going on for me right now. So if you're listening and you hear me like sniffling and sounding like I'm dying, it's because I either have seasonal allergies or I'm getting sick with the quickness. Because very, very sniffly, my eyes are burning. My left one is currently burning. It's going to be hard to read my notes, but I'm here for you people, and you people are going to respect me for it.
Do you have the XE_95BA.2 variant?
God damn it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I thought you were doing like a robot thing. And then I was like, oh, she's making a coronavirus joke.
Coronavirus.
No, I think it's seasonal allergies. I'm just so, my fucking eyes are watering and burning and it hurts. But you know what? What is life without pain? And what is Degrassi without pain? So I'm here to work through the pain for ye.
So let's just get through this as quickly as possible for your sake.
Take your time. Take your fucking time. You know, we gotta do this right.
So the first episode we're talking about today is episode 7 of season 1, and that is The Basketball Diaries.
Which is, of course, named after the song Basketball Diaries by the band Basketball.
We're playing basketball.
What the fuck? Holy shit, I haven't heard that in a long time.
We're playing basketball. What is that even from? Like Mike?
Either Like Mike or like Space Jam or one of those basketball movies from our youth.
Definitely. So the episode opens up with Jimmy and Sean training for basketball.
Yes.
And Coach Armstrong is there and they're just playing and there's music in the background.
They're hooping. They're having a gay old time. I was a little surprised to see Sean there. Sean didn't seem like he'd be the type, but we learned later why he was playing basketball, but it surprised me to see Sean there. I thought he'd be too cool for that.
Yeah, and so they're playing spinners there. Those spinners clearly, like, not on the team.
Yeah, he's just kind of hanging out to just chill, to be there for support.
Yeah, so after the practice ends, Armstrong's like, you guys did great, but I'm going to have to cut some of you.
Yes, there is a exhibition game tomorrow night against Earl Grey, which is a delicious kind of tea, if you ask me.
It is.
There are 12 spots available. There are 15 boys. And based on the performance in tomorrow's game, 3 of those boys are being cut from the team.
Oh, no.
And young James Brooks is petrified. He's terrified. He's scared. He's nervous. Much like I was last week watching him and Ashley almost do the deal. he doesn't want to be cut.
Yeah, so apparently it's like a before school practice, so they have to go to homeroom. The bell rings. Spinner's like, let's go. Jimmy's like, no. I'm like, that's not how life works.
Yeah, he's like, come on, Jimmy, we've got to go to class. And Jimmy's like, nah, I'm going to keep on playing basketball. That's my Drake impression. And then he says, Jimmy Brooks is on the prowl. Could have said that last week too, James.
Oh.
It's time for that intro song. Whatever it takes.
I know I can make it through.
If I do.
If I hold out.
I don't know the rest. Keep
going. I know I can make it through.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm gonna fast call. for those wondering, this week Sam did not get super into the intro, but I did watch, and this week she was orchestrating it with her fingers. Like she was like in front of a symphony or something, just like whatever it takes, looking like fucking Mickey Mouse at the end of Fantasia, just bringing it all home. You do these things.
I made eye contact with you while I was doing it. I just stopped.
You, like, sheepishly, you were, like, into it, and then you started slowing down a little bit, and I was just like, go off, queen.
So, after the theme song, Jimmy's walking into English class with Ms. Kwan. She asks if he has...
Ms. Kwan's a teacher. He didn't walk in with her. She's already there.
Okay. So, he walks into class...
He's late.
And she's like, do you at least have your assignment? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, I already gave you extension. He's like, can I have another one?
He's like, I read the book, but I didn't do the assignment.
I don't think that you should be doing a Jimmy impression.
Why?
I just don't think you should.
Racial?
Anywho. So she's like, well, did you at least do the reading? And he's like, yeah, I can do the reading. I did the reading. Absolutely. I love this book.
I love The Lord of the Flies.
And so he sat down. And then we are with the grade sevens.
Do you want to hear my best impression of Jimmy Brooks?
Yes.
Oh, my back!
I hated that. That was mean.
Go on. On with the show. Let's go.
So we're with the grade seven. Well, not the grade sevens. We're with Liberty. And Liberty's running.
Yes, she is.
To give Ashley a script for the morning announcements because apparently Liberty writes them. Bro, and Ashley.
Liberty is running. She is sprinting down the halls with these
she's
notes.
She's very late. And Ashley's
Everyone's late in this episode.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, where were you? And she's like, it takes time to do this. And Ashley's like, I don't care. I have to do this. So then Ashley gets them and she starts doing the announcements. And then we're in the class with the grade sevens. And yes. JT is talking about how much he enjoys her announcements. And Liberty walks in and she sits down. And then Ashley is reading off. And then she makes a joke that Liberty wrote. And everyone's like, haha, she's so clever. Liberty's like, I wrote that joke. But mind you, Liberty's not that clever because she's like, I got it off the net.
Yeah. I stole that joke and gave it to Ashley. I should get the credit. Who does she think she is? Me?
Yeah, but then Emma's very much in her business. Like, well, if you don't like it, you can do it. And Manny says a monkey could do that.
I don't remember what the joke was, but I know it ends with they lose their matches. It was something about like Earl Grey and like fire.
Yeah, if someone give them a matchbook because they always lose their match or something like along that lines.
Is this the Earl Grey basketball team or is this former NXT champion Dolph Ziggler? Because they always lose their matches? Who did JT say was suave? I do have that as well. It says she's suave, and they're like, it's...
Ashley?
Okay. Yeah. See, because once again, if you were listening last week, the show happens so fast that I just keep writing notes.
Same.
And I write half notes, and I don't give myself context.
Neither do I.
So then we sit here. It's only been 2 days, by the way. We watched this on Friday. It's currently Sunday, and I'm already like, what happened?
Yeah, realistically, like, we're not good at, like, turning right around and doing it. But even, I feel like even if we did turn around right after watching it, we'd still be like, who said that?
We could watch it and then record, and I would still be like, my quotes don't make any sense.
Yeah, like, I could watch the episode, record, and then watch the other episode, and record the other episode, and it would still be the same.
I could watch the episode, record our episode, watch the next one, record this one, go back, listen to this one, and re-record using the previous one for notes and emphasis, and I would still... You'll get it wrong.
The sad thing is I've seen these episodes so many times, I should know them like
you should know them by heart. You should be able to do this without watching it. There should be me watching it and you trying to remember what happened. That's an idea. I'll watch it, I'll lead it, and you just go off your memory from the last time you watched it.
Oh no.
So we are saying, so Liberty's like upset that Ashley's like taking her material or whatever. Sean is the one that tells her, why don't you just quit? And yeah. Then he mentions that his social workers, because she says something about, like, you're playing basketball, you don't like whatever.
Yeah, because he's like, why would you want to stay at school any longer anyways? And she's like, I think it's Emma who says, well, you play basketball.
Yeah, and he says that his social worker is the one that wants him to play basketball, but he doesn't really care about it. Which, Sean, I don't believe you, because we learn later that you care about the basketball.
Yeah, he does clearly care. Well,
He gets pretty. He's trying to do well when they play later.
But I think that's also like, I don't know. Like you can like not be like. I'm not saying he's not into it and that like he legitimately like loves basketball, but it probably gives him an outlet too to some of his anger.
He's playing basketball. No, I agree. I completely agree.
So yeah, so the, all of them, Toby, JT, Toby's there too, but he doesn't really say anything.
Yeah, that's about what Toby's like. What he provides this episode is, oh, Toby's there too.
Yeah, so Toby, Sean, JT, Manny, and Emma are all telling Liberty, the grade sevens.
Yes.
They're all telling Liberty, well, you should tell her that you would like a chance to do this. Yeah. That, like I said, Manny says, even a monkey could do that.
Well, Emma thinks that they should share the air. And then Manny says that a monkey could do it.
Yes.
That's what you just said. Jimmy gets caught up because Miss Kwan asks him who his favorite character from the Lord of the Flies novel is.
And he says, the Lord of the Flies!
Well, at first he's like, oh, you know, there's so many characters. I identify the most with the main one. She's like, this is a type of story where there are multiple main characters, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's an ensemble cast.
An ensemble cast, yes. Which of the ensemble, young James, is your favorite? And he's like, oh, you know, the Lord of the Flies. I'm Aziz.
And she's like, oh, so you relate most with the severed pig's head? And then the whole class giggles and he is embarrassed. And she's like, you didn't do the reading, did you?
There's some serendipity between this and our shit, because I think it was like last week I was telling you in AP English, I never read 1984.
Yeah.
And the same things happened to me, but like in test form, they were like, mm-hmm. What happens here with Winston and Juliet? And I was just like, I don't know. So quite frankly, I'm basically Drake.
Where's your millions and millions and dollars, and why aren't you dating Rihanna?
Because I love you.
Where's your millions and millions?
Don't worry about that. That's coming. That's coming down the pipeline. All I have to do is save up for the rest of my life, and I might be able to retire by 70 and die peacefully.
Yeah. So after she embarrasses him and Spinner start talking, and he's just like, look, I can't do school and basketball. And Spinner's actually not bad here. He's like, no, he's kind of need to do school. Like,
he's like pretty straight up. He's like, dude, you're already good enough at the sports. You're going to make the team. Like, you gotta pay attention to your academics.
Yeah.
But Jimmy doesn't think he's doing enough, and he needs to do better.
Yeah, and he's like, school's just getting in the way. And then he notices Spinner taking pills, and he's like, you have to take that all the time? He's like, yeah. And then we find out it is Ritalin.
Yeah, Spinner refers to himself as a Ritalin zombie because he has ADD or ADHD.
I think it was ADD. I think ADHD is like wasn't really prevalent in those times. I think ADHD became like, I don't think even ADHD was a thing until like 2008.
I know HD wasn't a thing until 2008. They didn't have flat screens come out until that time. So,
also, is Ritalin still a thing?
Probably. I don't know.
Because I know kids most take people Adderall take Adderall. Yeah, they take Adderall. That's why I was like, dude, does Ritalin exist? Or are they kind of like the same drug and one generic and one?
I don't know. I've never, like, not, again, luckily for me, I've never had to, like, take any medication for that. So I truthfully don't know. And I don't want to give, like, medical misinformation.
I was just curious if you
it's,
know.
I don't, but I mean, I think it still exists. But yeah, you hear more about like Adderall and like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do learn here, and again, it goes back to the first week when I asked, why do they call him Spinner? Here he says his ADD. That's why they call me Spinner.
Yeah, they don't call me Spinner for nothing.
I do believe all my questions will be answered if I just give it enough time.
It'll be season 14, and a question you had like back in season 6 would be answered, and you're like, hey, that makes sense now.
Oh, so that's the position that JT and Liberty in when they procreated.
Oh, no. No.
Speaking of Liberty.
Yep, speaking of Liberty, Liberty is now asking Ashley if she can do the announcements. Ashley is not really into it. She's kind of like, that's my job. You're the writer.
Yeah.
We're like yin and yang. That's what she says exactly.
She's not even like overly shitty because I thought she was going to be like, no. She's like, no, you write. I do this. It's a specific skill set that I have. You're the yin that I'm the yang. But But Liberty wants that glory.
I do think it, like, from Ashley's perspective, I do think it was kind of coming from, like, a selfish place where she didn't want to give up her airtime.
Yeah.
But she wasn't, like, super mean to Liberty about it.
Like, right, yeah. I'm sure part of it was like, no, this is what I do. But she was also pretty straightforward. Wasn't, like, overly bitchy.
Yeah, she's like, you're right. And Liberty's clearly upset about it, but she doesn't really push it at this point.
Liberty's like, Ashley, you sit there with your hot dog and in your grandstanding and you go on there in the news every morning and I want some of that glory, yeah!
And then, I know we cut back to basketball shit, but yeah. I didn't write much down. All I wrote down is Sean is good at basketball.
Yeah, I think that kind of ties, because all I wrote too is Sean shoots free throws.
So I think it was at the scene where, like, they were shooting free throws and then yeah. Jimmy does the layup and Armstrong's like, what are you doing? We're practicing free throws.
Yeah, that does happen. I don't know if it's right here. I think so. But yeah, they're saying practice free throws, and Jimmy gets the ball, and instead of shooting a free throw like his coach told him to do, he runs up to the net and throws up a layup.
Yeah, no, I think this is here, because he was over on, like, the sideline reading Lord of the Flies so he can catch up in school.
Yeah.
And then coach is like, Jimmy, it's your turn, and he gets up. And I don't even think he was even, like, Jimmy didn't know what was happening. I think he was just trying to show off.
Yeah, but, like, to me, and also, I'm, like, one of the least athletically gifted people you'll ever see in the world. Mm-hmm. I think making a layup is, like, an uncontested layup is a lot less impressive than being able to shoot free throws. It's like, dude, there's no one even on you. You're not even being guarded. How does that impress anybody?
I don't know anything about basketball, so I don't know which is more impressive.
Stupid Jimmy. Stupid.
El stupido. So then Ashley is walking out of class with Paige Terry.
God.
And Paige has a great line. She's like, I have a perfect Parisian accent.
Hater. I can't even.
So they're walking out and they're just kind of talking. And then Liberty runs up. And Liberty again is like, I want to read the announcements. I think you should give me a chance. And this is kind of where Ashley's a little bit more jerky about it, but I think it's kind of, I think Ashley is at her worst when she's around Paige. And I think that's for a lot of people.
I think everyone's at their worst around Paige because Paige is the worst and she brings out the worst in people.
I think the thing is when they're around Paige, they want to impress her.
Yes.
Because she has, like, that queen bee status. Yeah. And
she's so stupid.
Like I said, I feel like everyone's at their worst around her because they want her to like them. And she's just a person, and you'll see that later. Like, Paige is just a person.
No. Paige is the bane of my first 7 episodes of this show.
So Liberty tells Ashley if she doesn't let her do it, she's going to go on strike.
Yes.
And then she's like, you know what, Liberty, whatever. You want to do it, you can read the pregame announcements. Go ahead.
Well, here, Liberty straight up, she steals the thing from Manny. She straight up tells Ashley a monkey could do your job.
Yeah.
And that's what sets Ashley off. She's like, oh, is that so? Can a monkey do my job? Well, can Liberty Van Zandt do my job? Find out tomorrow.
We just end the podcast.
And then we never record again. And it's just like, what happened? Could she do it?
We've never seen this show before. We're following her along with
that. I'm telling you right now, a monkey can do your job. And I'm Liberty Van Zandt. I ain't no monkey. And I'm going to do the announcements. Yeah.
So
that's Macho Man Randy Savage, for those of you who don't know. I have not done the I'm Liberty Van Zandt. So this week, she's just the Macho Man. In her moment of glory.
Yes. So then we are in... I hate the wrestling impressions. So then we're in the gym, Sean and Jimmy have tension.
Dude, what do you mean, bro? What do you mean you don't like the wrestling impressions?
Oh, God. I was like, where is this going?
It's Triple H.
Okay, let's get this back on track. We're on a racetrack. We're like... What's his name? Dale Earnhardt?
I don't want to be like Dale Earnhardt because he tried to get back on track and he crashed into a fucking wall.
Okay. Well, we are on track. And Jimmy and Sean are playing basketball. They clearly have tension.
Yeah, Jimmy's starting to sound real jelly.
Yeah, I didn't write down any quotes, but I did write Jimmy is being a complete asshole.
He's losing his grip.
Yeah, and again, Spinner is the voice of reason.
Yep, once again. But, you know, Spinner's trying to tell him, like, hey, man, you got to, like, chill this shit out. But then Jimmy sees him taking that Ritalin again. And Spinner kind of keeps, like, saying, because Jimmy's like, I wish I had something that could make me focused on this and I could still do the school stuff.
Yeah.
And Spinner's just kind of, like, casually, like, oh, that's what Ritalin would do.
Yeah, and then that's kind of when Jimmy's like, oh, maybe I should take that.
The gears start turning in Jimmy's head.
Yeah, so then he explains the Ritalin, and then I think it goes to like a commercial break, but obviously we're watching on HBO Max.
Well,
yeah. So we have no commercial break, so then we're right back with Spinner and Jimmy in the classroom.
Well, yeah, because like Spinner's explaining, it's like, hey, you know, for you, it's like drinking 50 cups of coffee, but for me, because of the way my brain is balanced, it makes me normal. It normals me out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's like, Jimmy wants that fucking boost. Jimmy wants that fucking performance boost.
Yeah. So Jimmy turns in his homework, but he's like, dude, I'm completely crashed. Yeah. I'm going to crash out at the game.
Yes.
And even Spinner, he was like, dude, you've got this. Like, yeah, you're tired, but you've got this.
Like, a tired Jimmy Brooks is still better than everyone else except Sean. Just show up, ball out, and you'll be fine.
I'm pretty sure this episode is the most I like Spinner until, like, season, like, 7.
He's good in this episode.
I really enjoy him in this episode.
He's great. Yeah.
So, but then Jimmy keeps pushing him, and Spinner takes a pill out, and Jimmy's like, come on, man, just this once.
Come on, man, I need that. He's jonesing.
Yeah, he's like, just this once. He's like, I just I need a boost. And Spinner's like, yeah, and Spinner is like, it's my, and Spinner knows that it's wrong.
Spinner needs it. Take your friend's pills, James.
But it's weird, because he's not like, drugs are bad. He's just like, I can't miss this.
Yeah, he's like, hey, no, man. Like, I'd like to help you, but I need these. They're a medical thing.
But Jimmy Brooks doesn't care about his friends.
Yeah.
He wants to take the pills to do better at the basketball.
So Spinner ends up giving Jimmy the pill after Jimmy talks him into it. And then Jimmy.
Fucking Ritalin.
And then Jimmy asks to go to the bathroom, and Miss Kwan's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so Jimmy goes out to the hallway, and he almost gets caught by Raditz, because Raditz walks by, and he's like, James. And he's like, huh?
He's like, I don't got any pills in my hand.
And then he was like, good luck against Earl Grey. He was like, oh, yeah, that, right.
Sure. If he needed a boost before Earl Grey, why didn't he just drink a cup of Earl Grey? There's a caffeine boost in tea.
Just drink the tea.
Drink the fucking tea.
So
take the pills, Jimmy.
So Jimmy takes the pill, and Spinner told him previously it'll take about an hour to kick in, so we assume the game's happening in a little while. So then we were with Liberty for the pregame announcements, and she's doing like these weird face massages.
Oh, it's her time to shine.
Yeah, like getting ready to get on camera, and then the girl running the camera, she's like, Liberty, you're on air. And she's like,
she's so bad.
Yeah, and then she starts reading them, and she's clearly reading from a cue card, and she's very nervous, and it's not good. It's how I felt the first time that, like, I had to say our intro. Like, I was reading from the thing, and I'm like, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome to the York, the J.T. York Memorial. This is how she, dude, and you know what? I guess I'm kind of thrown off by this, because I guess under pressure you don't know. But Liberty's, like, so matter-of-fact and, like, confident that I'm, like, kind of... I don't understand how she's this bad at it.
I also
like,
think...
She's like, I am Liberty Liberty Van Zant, and tonight our people are going to play basketball.
Because the thing is you're just in a room with a camera. And I get that, because I get nervous every time we get in front of this mic. Like,
sure.
And it's hard, because like I'm trying to like decipher my notes. I'm trying to find where we are in the episode. I occasionally am glancing at the wiki to make sure I'm not skipping any scenes that I might have accidentally skipped in my notes.
Sure.
Like, I get it, where it can be like, especially if you have to read verbatim and you have to like look at your note and then look up.
Yeah.
And then look at your note and then look up at the camera. Like, that can't be super easy.
I know. I'm not saying it's easy. Like, I don't expect her to go in there the first time, because obviously she's not going to knock it out of the park. Yeah. And they have to build drama with Ashley. But, like, she's just, like, comically bad at it.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, she's...
That's what I mean. Like, I get it's not going to be easy, but she's just, like, so over-the-top bad that I couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah, and while she's giving the announcements, they go into the room where Paige is there.
She's but always
there. Yeah, with Ashley in the class. And you can tell Ashley feels bad in this moment. And then Paige is just, like, laughing, and she's like, wow, you really set her up.
Ha, more like loser Van Zant.
Did she say that?
Somebody did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Paige.
That's a Paige thing to say.
Yeah, no, I am pretty sure she said that now that I mention it. But yeah, so Ashley clearly feels bad, and I feel bad for Liberty, because I mean, that's rough being that age and just having people, like, laughing at you.
Yeah, you know, you step up to the plate, and much like Spencer Torkelson, you can't get a fucking hit in your first three games. Could you please do better? Because the Tigers need to win something convincingly, and you're on my fantasy team, Spencer!
I told you not to pick
him up. Damn.
I can't really talk about it because I have Casey Mize, who is a pitcher for Detroit. And you want to know how many points he got yesterday? -3.
So, apologies for the tangent here, but as you may have known, I don't know if we've ever said this, we are Detroit native. Well, not Detroit native because, like, you know.
Suburbs.
Everybody claims to be from Detroit. We're from a city that's like a half hour south of Detroit. So we are Tigers fans. They're supposed to be better this year, and they're not being very good. And Spencer Torkelson's starting to piss me off. So let's... And we're back.
And Jimmy is fucking high.
He's so high. Dribble that fucking ball, Jimmy. You know you need it.
Jimmy is high as a kite. And I love it when, like, children have to play like they're high because they're so ridiculous.
Yeah, all he does, he has his eyes, like, wide open, looking, like, back and forth. He's, like, slamming the ball back into his hands, just like...
Yeah.
That's paper, not a ball.
And Armstrong's like, Jimmy, you good? He's like, I'm great, coach. I'm the best I've ever been.
Great, coach. I'm great. I'm going to play basketball right now. Let's play basketball right now. He reminds me of that clip of, like, that Green Day show from 1994 when Billy Joe Armstrong's clearly coked off his tits. At the beginning, he's like, are you nervous? Are you nervous? It's like, are you, Billy? Are you nervous?
Yeah, if anyone likes Green Day, you should look up, like, their, like, Woodstock performances.
It's like that and there's, like, a Chicago 94 concert they did where the clips are on YouTube.
Really, anything from the mid-90s, it's nuts.
They're so good.
It's very good, but you can tell they are higher than a kite.
I think music is a very solid case in proving that drugs are a good thing.
I don't think that's true.
While you're making the music, it will kill you eventually, but the music's gonna slap.
But Jimmy is high, but we've got a game.
We have a game. We've got a game. He's so excited to play this game, and once the game gets rolling, Jimmy has the ball, and he is not letting go of that shit for anybody.
No, he is being a ball hog and spinner. So, the first time I ever watched this, like, I didn't think, like, Spinner was, like, that out of control. Because he's just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Armstrong's like, dude, you're not the head cheerleader. You're, like, the ball boy. Like, you're, like, our manager or whatever he is. Yeah. The water boy.
Yeah, like, Spinner's not out of control, but you can definitely tell that he's, like, not as straight and narrow as he was. Like, he's being supportive, but he's being a little over the top. He's like, Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy, do the thing,
Jimmy. It's also very weird how he's just cheering for Jimmy.
That is true. Well, that's because Jimmy's the only one with the ball.
I'm real glad they didn't take it down a route of, like, Spinner being, like, Jimmy's personal cheerleader, where he's like, well, you're just going to cheer for him?
Jimmy, Jimmy, he's our man. He took my pills and now my brain hurts.
Aww. And in the middle of the game, we cut to Ashley walking into the bathroom.
I gotta say, too, before that, the coach, you can already tell the coach is pissed that Jimmy's just hogging that ball.
Oh, yeah.
He's pissed.
He was kind of, like, over Jimmy after the whole, like, even, like, in the locker room. Like, I think he was kind of, like, over him by that point.
Yeah, I'm great, coach. I'm great. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am. I am great. In fact, my last name is Ever, and my first name is Greatest. And like a sprained ankle, boy, I ain't nothing to play with. He said that in the show. I didn't make that up.
So Liberty's in the bathroom crying, yes. And Ashley walks in, and she's like, Liberty, Liberty.
She's like, Liberty, 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 Liberty.
She's being very nice to her. She was like, look, like, you weren't that bad, which... Like, you lie, Ashley.
Yeah, she was like, you weren't good, but you weren't terrible either.
Yeah, she was
She's, like, kind of likable in this. Everyone that's, like, kind of shitty sometimes is generally likable in this episode.
Yeah.
Except Paige.
So yeah, and Liberty's like, you didn't think so? You thought I was okay? And Ashley's like, I'll give you some tips.
Yeah, she wants to help Liberty get better.
Yeah, she's like, come with me. So they go, and we assume Ashley's giving her tips. And then we're back at the basketball game during halftime, and Armstrong is giving a pep talk, and Jimmy is still higher than a kite.
Jimmy's looking like the fucking Steiner brothers getting ready to go squash a jobber on Superstars in 92.
He is ready to go. But during this pep talk, Spinner is giving a little halftime show.
Yeah, he's like, what about a little entertainment? And he starts dancing. And then he pulls his ass out of his pants and he moons the Degrassi faithful.
So he's dancing to the most like generic, like they clearly like went on a website and found like free use music. Yeah, it's just like random hip hop beats and he's dancing. And he doesn't just moon them. He bends over and like wiggles a little bit. Oh,
they're seeing starfish for sure.
No.
Yes, they are. I guarantee you they did. Because,
think they saw a dingleberry?
Bro, he's clapping those cheeks for Degrassi. That's correct. You hear that. That's actual audio from the
clapping
episode.
Clapping on the booty cheeks.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I want to make a video and have that scene, but have that song over it.
Big titties, little waist.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Oh, no.
And at the beat that, you know, made.
Hands up a knee she can ask for that shit.
Dude, oh, my God. Spinner's getting down on his thought shit. He's twerking for the crowd, and Mr. Radish is upset.
Mr. Radish is always upset.
He's so upset.
Granted, he has a good reason to be upset this time, but he's...
Oh, yeah, because there's an asshole out on display for children to see. But enough about Paige Michael Cho. So he pulls Spinner into his office,
and he was like, hey... Like, why did you do this? And Spinner's, like, playing with scissors. And you can tell Radish is like, no.
Brother, please.
Yeah.
He's like, Gavin, you know what happens when you miss a pill.
Yeah, and Spinner doesn't rat out Jimmy. Like, I think Spinner also is probably a little bit of self-preservation where he's going to get in trouble, too, if he's like, I gave up my pill.
Because I was like, you know, he's a good friend for not ratting him out, but also he'd be like, yeah, I gave my last riddle into Jimmy. It's like, you're going to be fucked, too.
Yeah, that was probably a little bit of, like, not wanting rat out his friend, but also like self-preservation.
But still, either way, Radish straight up milks my man Spinner, because now they're like, oh, we're gonna make sure, because Spinner's like, oh, I forgot to take my pill, I'm sorry. And now he has to take all of his pills under supervision.
So like, I don't know, because I never had to take pills in school, but like, I had friends who were like diabetic, and I know that's different because it's like a needle where you have to like test yourself.
Yes.
But anyone I went to school with, like, that's what they did before like medical stuff. Like, they went to the office. Like, no one was like popping pills in the middle of class.
Right. Yeah.
That I knew of.
I mean, there were, but that usually wasn't medical. No. That was just kids being kids.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I never did drugs. I remember when I was in like 9th grade or 10th grade, I had art first hour, which if you're gonna have art, 7:30 in the morning is the worst time to do it. But I remember there was like a table of girls that like sat by me that would come in like an hour late every day, like right toward the end of the class, like talking about how fucking high they were. They're like, I took Oxycontin this morning.
Oh, I was like, they were probably smoking weed.
Well, they were doing pills. Because that's what Linkin Park High School does.
So they say. Because I had a friend.
Yeah, they were probably drinking like wine coolers. And they're like, we're so fucked up right now.
I allegedly had a friend who like, it happened a couple times. She'd bring them like a Tylenol bottle. And she'd be like, I took these pills from random people's houses. And my parents. And there was like, she'd give us each like 5 pills. And like, be like, here, let's take these and see what happens. And have fun the rest of the day. I did that twice, and neither time I felt anything. I was probably taking, like, she probably took, like, Tylenol and Advil and different kinds, like, different brands. Just, you know what I mean? And just then scratch like, the label off.
Just like high school Samantha getting fucking turnt off Tylenol 3s. Is that what you were doing, honey?
Yeah, like, I didn't feel it at all, like, either time. And, like, I didn't do it again because I'm like, well, even, like, if this is aspirin, like, I'm fucking up my kidney.
You guys are just sitting on the floor, and she looks at you and giggles. She's like, Sam, how are you feeling? And you're like, dude, I don't have a headache at all. It's so crazy.
So we're
back to the basketball.
Yeah, so it goes back to the basketball game, and Jimmy is once again being a ball hog, and he knocks Sean down.
He won't pass the ball. He fucking like airballs a shot too. Mm-hmm. They get the ball back, and Sean has it, and he's like, "Pass me the ball! Pass me the ball! I'm open! Pass me the ball!" And Sean's trying to play like real team based basketball. The coach has already told Jimmy to do a team play like a team.
Yeah.
And fucking Jimmy straight up like assaults Sean, like straight up fouls his own partner.
And he like keeps going like there's nothing wrong, and they go back to Sean, and Armstrong's like,
Sean's, yeah, his ankle's hurt.
Yeah, and you could tell where Jimmy's kind of like, he's babying him. And they did, it was weird the perspective that it was like, I don't know if this was like a writing choice, a director's choice, if this was a product of the time, but it was, I did think like Armstrong was babying Sean. Like from Jimmy's perspective, I can see where he might have thought that because he's like, Sean, are you okay? But again, you're the coach. Like if a player's hurt, this is a child. Well, yeah, you we gotta, forget like, it's a look, child.
And it's your responsibility and it's your team. Like if a kid goes down, especially to your own team, yeah, you're going to like take care of him. And of course Jimmy thinks that because Jimmy's coked out on Ritalin.
Yeah, that's...
Cut him. So cut his bitch ass,
I'll get to
ass,
it
coach.
When we get to the end of the cut episode.
Him.
But
that's what I wrote, cut his bitch ass, coach. Cut him.
Yeah, so then we're with the grade sevens again, though. It cuts away from the basketball, and we're with the grade seven for the
third kind of cuts. Camera cuts.
Camera cuts, yes.
People getting cut? Cameras getting cut? Go ahead. That's all I
have. So they're all talking about how bad Liberty was, but they clearly feel bad for her because she's a friend.
Yeah.
And then she's on the announcements again, and she's doing just fine.
Doing a post game.
Yeah, and she's doing just fine. It's still, I feel like it's a little bit more robotic than Ashley.
Yeah.
But she's doing fine, and
yeah,
then
she's
they,
more confident.
Yeah, and when they're done, they cut, and Ashley's like, see, like, you can do it. And Liberty's like, thank you.
Yes.
Liberty? Liberty.
Liberty says, thank you.
Liberty is like, thank you. And Ashley's like, oh, you're welcome. She's like, but you're not doing this again until I'm gone.
Yeah, she's like, you know what, and I think you can do it. I think you'll do great. Next year, when I'm done, put the fucking hammer down on her, Ashley. Do what you have to do.
So the game is over at this point.
Ritalin has seemed to wear off.
Degrassi has won. Jimmy's still a little high.
A little bit. Yeah, he's like kind of normal. He's just like, he's kind of just like, you know, he's like still sniffling.
It's kind of like he drank a Monster Energy drink at this point.
Does that get you fucking high, honey?
Well, no, but I mean his energy level. Yeah, no, I like get it's it. Like a Monster energy drink.
Yeah.
And he's all going up to the coach and he's like, I won the game. And he's like, yeah, but you were a ball hog. You weren't a team player. You fouled your own player to be the star.
Fuck him up, coach.
Like, you fouled your own teammate. He's like, he's basically like, you were great out there. He was like, but you're a liability to the team.
Yeah, you were great, but you did not play for this team.
Yeah, you're a liability. Like, this is basically, like, Armstrong didn't say, but you could tell he was kind of like, this is fucking, like, middle school team. Like, dude, like, we're out here to have fun. Like, yeah, winning's great, but...
Yeah.
And so he cuts Jimmy.
That's fucking right,
and
he
then
does.
Jimmy, and then, like, Armstrong goes over to Sean to make sure Sean's okay and stuff, and you can tell Sean's in, like, pain. He looks, I can't tell if he's mad or he's in pain, but he gives Jimmy a look.
Yeah, kind of like a, you asshole.
Yeah, and then Jimmy gives him a look back that's like, you can tell, like, this, something's a-brewing.
Yes.
More than it was. Because if you remember, this Jimmy and Sean rivalry of sorts goes back to the dance episode.
Yeah, when Jimmy was trying to, like, reincorporate him, but being, like, passive-aggressive about it.
Yeah, so there's definitely tension between those two.
Yeah. Yeah, and I assume that we're going to see it unfold further here in the coming episodes.
Maybe, maybe not.
But all I could think when Jimmy got cut was, last name ever, first name greatest. You got cut, James.
Yep, and then we freeze frame on Jimmy being all gloomy and upset.
Freeze frame, upset Jimmy.
Is that what you wrote?
Yes. Yes.
So who is your Panther?
I'll be straight up. I didn't write one, so you tell me yours while I think of one.
I had two written down. I think I'm going to go Armstrong.
The coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either Armstrong or Spinner, but probably I'm going more Armstrong because he clearly like cares about these kids and he's not, I don't know. I don't know why I went Armstrong. I wrote Armstrong, but then I wrote down Spinner too. Spinner is great this episode. This is a great episode for Spinner.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll go Spinner. You know, I was thinking Ashley, but Ashley's part of, like, the B-plot, and it's not important. Like, the grand scheme of that's not important enough to warrant Panther. Yeah. Spinner, you know, like, he gives his, like, pill to his friend, but, and, like, he doesn't rat him out. Like, he's, like, actually pretty cool, this one. He's like, hey, man, you've got to focus on school. We learn a little bit more about why he is, how he is, like, how his brain's wired. Like, he's pretty straight and narrow. The mooning was kind of funny. Like, yeah, I'll go Spinner. I'll go Spinner.
I don't know why, but when I can give it to an adult, I give it to an adult because there's so many great episodes for each of these characters.
Yeah.
That I feel like giving it to them for something smaller than what they deserve it for, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I try to give, also, the adults aren't going to get it a lot. Like, especially when we get into the later seasons, when they're not around as much.
Yes.
When there's a little bit of darker storylines going on.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I feel like, yes. I feel like I need to give it to an adult when an adult warrants it. And I've, like, Armstrong did the right thing by cutting him. Like, he really did.
That's right.
And he, it wasn't like he was like, yeah, we won. Like, no, like, he attended to Sean. He made sure that, like, and he seems like a good coach. And he seems like he has a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the team won, but that's not your, that's not your main priority. It's an exhibition game.
Because I'm sorry, if there are some public school sports coaches who would pick the Jimmy over the Sean.
Oh, without question. They'd be like, Jimmy, you fucking killed it out there. You are a star athlete. Sean, get up, you little pussy. Come on.
Yeah, I know coaches like that. Like, we had coaches like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how my school would have gone. What was your rating?
I went 5 out of 10.
I went 5 out of 10.
High five.
I don't know. So, like, it's pretty, especially compared to the last two that we covered last time, it's like one of the most boring, bland, milquetoast episodes of television I've ever seen. Like, it's fine, but it's just, it's nothing to write home about. I think that's, like, other than the sex one, this is my lowest rating of the season, just because it's just kind of non, it doesn't seem like that important.
I like this episode more than Parents' Day.
I don't even remember. I think, I don't know, I like Parents' Day a little more, because it filled us in on, like, the drama in Toby's life.
Yeah.
But either way, and you know what's funny is I think we've talked about this one more than like any other one. So funny how that works.
So let's jump into episode 8, Secret and Lies. Secrets and Lies, which is not.
I've got more secrets than you'll ever know. This episode
song was not out yet.
It's named after the song Secrets by State Champs that came out about 16 years after this episode dropped.
And Lies by
Paige Michaelchuk. She's a liar.
So we open up with Ashley and her dad driving up in a fancy car.
Yes.
And they're driving home. Or Ashley's dad is driving her home. He's been gone for a while. I think they said he was in England.
Yeah.
Yep, he was in England. And he's coming to school tomorrow to talk about...
Cheerio.
So, is he like, I kind of caught it, he's like a journalist, right?
I believe so. I'll be honest, I didn't, well, he knows Prince Charles.
So I'm gonna be real honest, like, I talk about it every episode. I've seen the show multiple times.
Yes.
I think this is only like the second or third time I'm seeing this episode. I don't think this is an episode I go back to a lot.
Okay.
I don't know why, because it was a pretty good episode.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, spoiler but alert. I haven't gone back to it a ton. So yeah,
Ashley's dad hasn't gone back to her in a while. From what it sounds like, it's been a hot minute.
So she's all really excited, and she's very high on her dad. And I think part of it's just like absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like I think she like idealizes him because he's not around.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I get to see my dad. My dad's great. He's off doing big things. He's talking to Prince Charles, and he's speaking at my school tomorrow.
Yeah, because then Ashley goes home, so her dad drops her off, and Ashley goes home, and Ashley's mom and Toby's dad are fighting.
Bro.
And it's just like, it's like a fight that we would have.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Like, I'm just sitting there thinking, I was like, man, we got more parents arguing. I was like, can this man not get along with women? Because he's got beef with Toby's mom, and now they're arguing here.
It was a real innocent fight. It was like about like doing dishes properly. Like it was a super innocent fight.
She looked right at him and she said, God damn it, did you go back within 100 yards of that school again?
Stop.
And he's like, stop. What?
So Ashley's like, oh, you're fighting again?
Yeah.
And she's like, what? She was like, no. She was like, we're just having a disagreement. She's like, how is time with your dad? And I wrote, Ashley is obsessed with her dad.
Loves her dad.
Yeah, she loves her dad very much. And you can tell even in this scene, like, Ashley's mom knows something that we and Ashley don't know.
Well, yeah, because she asks, like, so what did you and your dad talk about? And she's like, nothing. He was with Prince Charles, and he's speaking at school tomorrow. And she's like, oh, anything else? So, yeah, you already get the seeds planted. That there's something we're going to learn or something that we don't know quite yet.
Yes. And then we go into the theme.
Whatever it takes.
We're not doing this again.
All right. Can I go on a little tangent about the Degrassi intro video? Because the song's fine.
I know what you're going
to
say.
I meant to bring this up earlier, but I just wrote a note for it. Why does this fucking video end with a close-up on a young girl's ass?
I don't know. I didn't produce it.
It shows, like, all the kids, and they're all, like, laughing and smiling and high-fiving. And then there's, like, a zoom-up, and I think it's... Does she have, like, a phone in her pocket?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be, like, the phone it's zooming up on. It's supposed to be. It's just unfortunate.
It's supposed to be on the phone, but it zooms in on the complete ass, like, the complete posterior of a middle school girl. For about 3 seconds, and then the Degrassi logo comes up over it.
Oh, I get it. I'm not comfortable with it either.
What is this shit?
I don't know why I didn't produce
Degrassi?
That.
Not you, but the Mr. Degrassi, whoever he was.
The Degrassi producer.
Hey, you tell me. I tell you what. You got a problem with how I produce? We're going to put it over the girl's ass. Cassie, get over here. Stand there. The camera's going to zoom in on your ass.
I don't think it I think it's
If
like
not you, then one of your little fucking... Get your friend over here right now. Mr. Degrassi wants an ass shot.
Aww.
More like the assy, if you know what I'm saying. Get over here. Anyway, yeah, I think it's weird.
But yeah, no, I get it.
It's uncomfortable, and they should be fired.
So after the theme we are in...
I'm going to make a complaint to HBO Max and get Degrassi taken off their streaming service because it sexualizes the youth.
May I continue?
Sure.
So after the
theme... It's disgusting. Yeah, go ahead.
After the theme, we are in class, and Terry is showing Ashley a locket. These two love showing each other jewelry.
They do. Certainly do.
Yeah, so she's showing her a locket, and it's like a man and a woman, and she's explaining how it's her mom and dad, and her mom is no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
And it's very sad. And then Quan is talking about Lord of the Flies still.
There's a test in 2 days.
Yeah, they're still... They're, hey, at least it's continuity.
Yeah,
continuity.
No, and yeah, Ashley and Terry, they're not talking like we are. Like they have like they're like studying. It's a last minute study
session. Yeah,
they're
whispering.
So they've each got their papers over their faces and they're like kind of whispering like this. And it's like you know, Ashley's like, "My dad is moving back." And then Ms. Kwan comes in and is like, "Hey girls, can you guys like practice for your test, please, so you don't fail it? That'd be really cool." And then she walks away and then Terry's like, "Oh my god, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's like immediately. Like, they don't wait for this lady to get 2 seconds away from them, and they just go right back to talking.
Hey, so did you and Jimmy end up doing it? I don't know. What did you do with all the condoms? Oh my god, like, Ashley, you gave them to JT. I'm sorry, Toby, you gave them to Toby. What's Toby gonna do with them? Is he gonna lay pipe on Liberty Van Zandt because I heard that she has a crush on him? How did I know?
On Toby?
Because now no, it's JT. Okay, I got it wrong. Okay, I'm gonna let Sam take back over now.
And like Ashley doesn't come right out and say it, but like she's kind of like, "My mom is acting weird." And is this when Terry's like, "Do you think your mom and dad are gonna get back together?"
Yeah.
And she basically says, "No, but I hope so."
Yeah. It's like, "Hey, do you think your mom and dad are gonna get back together?" And she's like, "No, I don't. I don't know." I think I'm done with the whispering thing. Let's
okay.
take that back.
So, yeah. So, basically, like I said, like, she's kind of like, "Look, like, I don't think my parents are getting back together. Like, I don't really..." She kind of knows something's up.
Yes.
And I think, like, in her mind, she wants it to be that her parents are getting back together.
Right. Yes.
But she has no solid proof of that other than Toby's mom or Toby's dad and her mom got into a fight.
Right. We then cut to the computer lab where Toby is showing Mr. Simpson how to use a computer.
Yeah, I wrote Toby is tech savvy.
Yes, well, we saw him when he reverse engineered his own search engine in the last episode, so Emma could look up endangered turtles, which were not to be found on Google for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But on Toby.go, Toby duck duck, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, that really has nothing to do with the scene. So
not at all.
So then Emma starts talking to Sean, and she's like, "Did you do your haiku?" And Sean's like, "What? No."
Yeah. And she reads hers. I don't remember what it is, but all I wrote was, "Cool haiku, Emma."
Yeah, and then JT, I wrote JT is immature. Don't remember what he says, but it's probably just JT being JT.
Well, it's just he throws a paper airplane at fucking...
Yeah. He throws an airplane, and I wrote...
Yeah, he's like, "Check this out."
Yeah, and I wrote, "Simpson needs to be paid more." And then Simpson's all irritated. He stands up, and he's like, "Who did that?" And then Liberty pops up out of nowhere. And she's like, "It was me!"
No. Oh, gang. I got nervous because I thought we were heading down another path of destruction. Because, yeah, like, Simpson's like, who threw that? And Liberty gets up. She's like, I did it, Mr. Simpson. And we start to get the vibes of the same fantasies that Toby had for Emma in the last episode. They don't go as far, and it's not quite as creepy. But I was nervous. I want you to read this for me. But this is when we learn Emma decides to explain to Toby, I believe, that just read. Yeah, Emma explains that Liberty has a crush on JT. Just start right here from Liberty Takes Blame.
Liberty Takes Blame. No more motherfucking fantasizing. No, 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 no. I don't know what the other two notes are referring to.
Since fucking when, Emma? And goddamn it to hell. Oh, I was starting to lose it in my chair. I was like, I'm not going through this again. Because, again, we have an out-of-nowhere crush, but this time Liberty Van Zandt is thirsting for JT.
To be fair, though, like, this is how crushes happen when you're a child. You just get a crush out of nowhere. And also, it's like episode 8. Like, They just did this, though. They don't necessarily have to, like, build it up. Like, oh, this person likes this person. Like, yeah, there's build up with certain ones. Oh, like,
I know, but it's that they literally.
I mean, just are you gonna tell this. Me that the Paige crush on Spinner didn't come out of nowhere?
They didn't have a thing where Paige was looking at Spinner and, like, sappy music was playing while her eyes glistened and little hearts came up over her face. This is the second time they've done this weird thing where, like, someone's staring lovingly at the other person in, like, a dream sequence. In the second time in 3 episodes. Get it together. Please.
Liberty loves JT, though.
Oh, my God. But it's okay. It's okay. So Liberty has decided that for her student paper that I believe she's in charge of, right?
Yeah, there's like a student of the week or student of the month JD segment or whatever. And she's like, nobody ever does grade 7, so I'm going to pick JT York. We all know you're going to be famous one day.
Yeah, JT is the student pick of the week.
Yes.
More like Liberty Van Zandt's pick of the week.
Oh, no.
I'm Liberty Van Zandt, and I want to chronicle you, JT York, to be my personal pick of the week.
This whole thing is real long going, because this is all I have notes on for a minute. So we go to the class, and then we go to the hallway, and that's when Liberty picks him. And this is kind of when they're like, Liberty likes you. Well, and I think it's Emma and Manny singing Liberty and JT sitting in.
Well, that I think that because she has a poem about him too.
Yes, this is all like one long scene.
Yeah. Because Sean gives his.
Well, yeah, because Sean gives his haiku about hating haikus,
and it's a perfectly acceptable haiku.
And then Liberty does hers, and it's clearly like because up until this point, JT's like Liberty doesn't like me. Liberty doesn't like me.
Yeah, it's like and you then guys are misunderstanding it.
Yeah, and then she gives the haiku, which isn't great because she has an extra syllable, but then that's kind of when JT is like, oh no.
Yeah. I do want to say Sean's haiku is like very underrated, and they don't even talk about it in this fucking wiki, so I don't remember what it says, but it's like a haiku about disliking haikus, and even the teacher's like, you know what? It was actually technically perfect. Great job, Sean.
And she's like praising him. She's like, you showed emotion.
Yeah. Like, Sean, he balls out. He's good at poetry. He ain't no badass.
Is Sean your favorite character?
No, fuck no. He's like, you know, he's a stand up student. Your hard exterior does not fucking trick me, young Seanathan.
Seanathan. Anyways, Ashley's dad is then talking in media immersion to the grade 8s, and he's talking about all his wonderful
And I was in Vietnam. They were shooting at us down there from the downstate, and they were shooting at us with the Viet Cong.
This is not what this man sounds like at all. I just want you to know that.
There's a lot of, like, scenes in this where it's, like, a scene where we're with the same grade, which doesn't happen very often. It's kind of like...
Yeah.
So he's talking during the class. Ashley's all goo-goo-eyed for her dad. And then they leave the class, and Paige and Terry are talking, and they're like... They're like, your dad's so hot, basically.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Paige is, like, asking him questions, like, very... She's like, did your light flash before your eyes? And then they get out, and she's like, your dad is so hot.
Yeah, so they're both like, your dad's so hot. Why is he single? And Ash is like, I don't know. And then Paige is out here basically telling Ashley that her parents are going to get back together.
Bro, I straight up wrote, like, I was like, if Paige hits on Ashley's dad, like, to his face, I will... I will do something drastic. I wouldn't be able to take it. I wouldn't be able to take it. But it's okay.
Because it didn't happen.
A lot of stuff I got nervous about in this episode, and it didn't happen, luckily.
Yeah, but even Terry a little bit, but it's mostly Paige. You're giving Ashley so much false hope.
Right.
They're like, well, your parents are clearly getting back together. Then we're with JT, who is hiding in a locker to avoid Liberty.
Yes.
And Toby finds him, and Toby's like, what are you doing? He's like, hiding from Liberty. And then he's like, why? And then he's like, because she likes me. And Toby's kind of like, don't tell her you don't like her.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid her. He's trying to avoid the interview that she's doing with him. But yeah, Toby's just like, why don't you just tell her? And he's like, I'd rather hide.
Yep, and then she finds him anyway.
Yeah, so she's like, there you are, JT. Come on, let's come to the interview. And he's like, oh, wait, I can't go. And then he looks over at a poster that's on the wall for dance lessons and says, Toby and I have dance lessons today.
Yeah.
Liberty doesn't believe this shit.
Toby's a good friend, though, because Toby's not like, what? Like, he's not even like, that's stupid, or like, that's girly, or like, I would never.
Yeah, Toby's like, we're going to do the cha-cha.
Yeah, they're both like, yeah, just going along with it. And Liberty's like, ha ha ha, well, this won't take very long.
Toby's like, we're gonna go do the cha-cha, then we're gonna go get some chimichangas.
So then Liberty essentially kidnaps JT away from Toby.
Yes.
And then Ashley is back with her dad, and they're in a car. And she's, like, being clearly awkward, like, trying to, like, fish, like, so you're back now, like.
Yes.
And it's clear that she still, like, wants her parents to get back together.
Yeah.
Which I understand, like, as a child, like, you want that. So then they get back to her house, and she gets out of the car, and her mom is clearly probably asking her dad, did you tell her yet?
Yeah. I was kind of, because I thought there was like a spark there, because like they kiss and everything, like they do a kiss right on the mouth.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
kiss.
That's a married woman.
Yeah,
she's married. She's kissing this man.
See, I knew.
I know it's like a peck. Yeah, but nah, dog. A married woman, a married man, should not kiss another on the mouth.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you. I meant to ask you while we were watching, like, what your opinion was, but I didn't know how to word it because I obviously already knew what happened.
Oh yeah, no, I thought that they were definitely like that. That Ashley's mom was fucking around, or not, whatever. That she was fucking around with her dad, yeah, and that they were gonna get back together, or they were just gonna like cheat on Toby's dad, and he would have another woman problem in his life.
Oh no, poor Toby's dad.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah, so then Ashley's mom comes back inside, and Ashley right away, she's like, you two looked cozy.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, are you and Dad getting back together? Her mom, like, laughs. She's like, no.
Spill those fucking beans, Mrs. Kerwin. We need it.
And then Ashley's like, they're going back and forth a little bit, and, like, her mom clearly doesn't want to tell her. Like, it's, and also, it's not her. So I don't know in this situation, because they're married and that's her child. I feel like nobody should force anyone else out of the closet.
Yeah.
But when it's your own child.
It's funny because I think I'm about to give it away, but my two notes here were like just funny because Ashley's like, well, then what's the problem? Is he gay or something?
Yeah,
And I started laughing. I was like, fucking Ashley, you rascal. And then her mom's like, yeah, he's gay. And I was like, oh, shit, he actually is.
Yeah, her mom like makes a face and Ashley immediately stops laughing and she's like, what? And her mom's like, Ashley, your dad's gay.
Yeah, I wrote, is he gay in quotation marks, LMAO. Then I wrote, oh shit, he is.
I had to make you look up from your notes because Ashley's face when she found out was superb acting.
She's like, you can't see my face, but she's like, it's good, it's good. I see it right now. Yeah, look at her. Ashley is shocked upon discovering that her father is gay.
And it, like, zooms in on her. And I was like, I was like, look up, look at her face.
Look at her face.
It's so funny. Like, it's, obviously this is a serious moment.
Oh, yeah.
But her face is very,
like,
funny.
She's definitely thrown off, for sure.
And then we're back at school the next morning.
Yes.
And Toby fucking told JT.
I feel like
that wasn't his thing to tell.
Oh, of course not. But teenage boys don't give a shit whose place
also,
it is to tell
I'm
somebody.
Shocked. Like, I wonder if, like, they had, like, a family meeting where they're like, Ashley's dad is gay.
Yeah.
Or, like, how does Toby... I assume.
I think either they did have a thing, or Ashley like went off like upset and like Toby overheard her talking.
Yeah,
about it or something.
Because we don't know how Toby knows.
Right.
I also assume that if the mom like kissed the dad, I assume Toby's dad knew all along that her ex was gay.
Probably, yeah. So maybe Toby already, yeah.
I assume Toby wouldn't already know, but again,
or
we don't know.
Maybe he
but
wasn't, like, surprised by it.
He's just straight up, and Toby's being very chill about it. He's you know, it's just a thing, whereas JT's like, ugh, kissing another dude.
Yeah, JT's like, how can he do it with other guys? I don't get it. And Toby's like, I don't know, dude, some people are just gay, I guess. Which automatically makes Toby way more fucking understanding and way cooler than, like, every adult American over the age of 50. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, this Canadian child is just like, some people are gay, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
God damn it, this makes me upset.
But JT is just, I hate him during this moment, because he's like, hugging another guy, kissing another guy, girls are great, men are gross. Which, I mean, fair, men are gross.
Oh, we're the worst. The worst kind of people.
So, but, yeah, so they're just talking about that, and I wrote, this episode is very of the time, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you could, like, I know, like, there's a lot more, like, acceptance and positivity towards it today, but this stuff never stops. Like, if there's one thing about me, I'll make shitty jokes about these, like, kids and whatever, and I'll call Paige a bitch to her face, but, like, I cannot fucking stand people treating gay people or the LGBT community differently or shitty just because of how somebody's born. That shit is a fucking pet peeve and a half of mine, and I can't fucking stand it.
Yeah, I love gay people.
I know.
In case you didn't know.
You're kind of one. I don't know. If you didn't want that out there, we'll edit it out.
No, that's fine. It's just, I'm married to a dude, but I am bisexual.
Right.
I've had relationships to women.
Yes.
I was engaged to a woman previously. I'm now married to a man.
That's what I do.
Oh,
I've done it twice.
Okay.
I turns them straight, baby.
Anyways, we are in.
I know that's not how it works, by the way. I know that's not how it works. I'm just fucking around.
I'll leave you for a nice pair of tits tomorrow.
I already got some. This weight's coming back on with the quickness. I got some A cups for you. Like a mouthful.
So,
just with a little bit of hair on the nips.
So we're in the cafeteria with
Ashley. We are,
Ashley.
Yeah, Degrassi, right? That's what this is about.
Yes. We're in the cafeteria with Ashley and Terry, and Ashley hasn't told anyone yet.
Right.
She's
acting different, and like everyone's kind of approaching her like, Ash, is everything okay? Like,
yeah, Terry's like, how did things go with your dad? And she kind of doesn't want to really talk about her dad. And then of course, here comes Paige.
Fucking Paige.
And
conflicted right now.
She straight up just sits down and she just starts going. She's like, I thought about this. Your dad's like totally hot and a total catch, right? Ashley's like, yeah, sure. Where is this going, Paige?
Yeah.
She's like, well, like, have you ever maybe thought that, like, I don't know, maybe your dad's gay?
Yeah. And at first I was like, oh, you fucker. And
then Ashley doesn't say a word.
Just
chucks the chocolate milk at
Launch
her.
That fucking beverage into Paige's face,
and
Ashley.
And Paige starts screaming, and she's just like, ah! And Terry is like not even helping Paige. I don't know if it was like a directorial choice, but Terry's like laughing.
Yeah. But gang, I swear to you on God and Christ above, the year of our Lord, that these fuckers made me feel bad for Paige.
Because Ashley walks away, Paige is like, I was just trying to help, my oldest brother is gay.
Yeah, because when she threw the drink, I was like, yeah, Paige! And then she said that, and I was like, oh, Paige. And then I felt conflicted.
Because it's Paige, so you always have to question her motives. Like, was she trying
to
help?
Yeah, I think she was, because she yells that out, like, when she doesn't have to. Like, everyone's kind of, like, you know.
Dispersed.
Yeah, and she's like, I was actually trying to help. It's like, well, then maybe, and I'm not blaming you, but stop being shitty the rest of the time, and people might think that you're trying to help.
Yeah.
Liberty Van Zandt.
That's why I was laughing. I looked at my next note.
As much like Hulk Hogan in the lead up to WrestleMania 5, looking at Miss Elizabeth, because she has lust in her eyes for JT York.
Is this where he has the fucking mustard all over his face?
Yeah, dude. Like, she's straight up, like, watching just watching JT with like one hand under her chin, yeah. just like enamored with this child eating a fucking hot dog.
Yeah, he's just like smashing on whatever he's eating. There's mustard all over his face. It's not a good look.
Yeah, and like Emma knows that JT doesn't like Liberty, but like Liberty's just still enamored. JT has mustard all over himself. And I'm saying, just tell the truth, JT, because Toby's back and they're talking.
Yeah.
And JT has an idea.
Yeah, cause
to get away from the liking of Liberty Van Zandt.
Yeah, so he's like,
he has a thought.
So he's like, "Hey Toby, remember what you told me about Ashley's dad this morning?" He's like, "Yeah, JT, I do."
Bro, just read my notes. Starting there with no, the first no.
No, no. Oh fuck me! It's gonna come out. JT's gonna come out.
He's like, "Your dad just came out, right?" So maybe I'll come out to
or
Liberty.
Or Ashley's dad, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he's like, maybe I'll come out to Liberty. And JT's like, or Toby's like, this is a bad idea,
JT. That's a horrible idea, you jackass.
It is. And like, all while this scene's going on, like, Liberty's still just staring at him. And like, Emma and Manny are like very nicely trying to be like, maybe like, he's just not that into you.
She's like, but I'm Liberty Van Zandt and I can tell when a male is reciprocating feeling. And I think this one almost certainly is.
Well, the thing is like, Liberty's not even like, oh, he definitely loves me too. She's like, I'm just going to ask him out. Like, she's not being like overly being like, yeah. Like, she's like, I think I'm going to ask him out. And they're like, maybe you shouldn't do that. She's like, no, I'm definitely going to ask him out.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Do it with your whole chest.
And then again, like you said, JT is like, I'm going to tell her I'm gay. This is a great idea.
Yes.
And that is not a great idea.
Yes.
And then Ashley's dad wants to talk to her. She does not want to talk to him.
Yeah, but we immediately cut back to fucking JT and Liberty. Like, mm-hmm. It's very quick with yeah. Ashley and her dad. JT says to Liberty that he likes boys.
He pulls her under the stairs, and he was like, I have to tell you something you can't tell anybody. It has to be our little secret. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she doesn't believe him.
Oh, you can tell she doesn't.
Yeah.
But she's also like, well, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, I don't think she believes him, but... Like, he keeps going, and she kind of is like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gay. And she's like, oh. And he's like, yep, love to suck face with other boys. And she's yeah. like, okay. He's like, no, literally, I love the shaft and everything. He doesn't say that.
Yeah, I don't even necessarily think maybe she doesn't believe him. I think that it's, like, a blow, because it's like she
yeah,
likes him.
Yeah, but she's also like, you know, that sucks, but it's still my friend, and I'm going to accept him for who he is.
Yeah, so
she takes it well.
Yeah.
Because, again, children... JT, you're being an asshole, but children can handle this kind of thing with poison integrity. So why the fuck can't anybody else?
So then we are outside because in the previous scene that was really quick, Ashley's dad told her that he checked her out for the rest of the day because they are going to talk whether she likes it or not.
Right.
And so they're still at the school, but they're like on the bench.
Yes.
They're, like, at the picnic table, and they're talking. And it seems to be a productive conversation.
Yes.
Like, she clearly is holding a lot of anger, which is understandable. And he's like, look, like, me and your mom love each other, but it's just, we don't love each other. I don't love her like that.
Right.
Where she doesn't love me like that anymore. Like, it's, we're cool. Like, everything's fine. And then he drops a bombshell. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she's like, so have you been with other men? And he was like, yeah. He was like, mostly one gentleman, my partner, Christopher. And she's like, Christopher? And she's like, the guy who took us to the zoo? And this, for some reason, sets her off?
Yeah.
Because
well, I think it's because she just...
I think it's because he straight up, like, he didn't leave because he was gay. I mean, he left because he was gay.
To her, it's because he found somebody else.
He had an affair. He clearly had an affair.
Yeah, like, he had a family and just left them for this guy. Okay, so again, and if I'm off base here, please tell me. But, so, Ashley's dad is gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, was he for years just trying to suppress it to himself?
They never explain it.
Because you got married to a woman and fathered children.
One child, actually.
Fathered a child. So, like, did you know the whole time and were just trying to convince yourself that you're not? Or is he bi?
So, we...
I'm just curious.
So, we talked about this in the car a little bit because they're like, do they come back to this? They mention Ashley's dad one more time. And it's, like, seasons away.
So, we don't really ever get an explanation.
No. So, we never get any clarification.
Okay.
From that conversation, I got that, like, he was suppressing it, got married, have a child. You have to remember, too. Well, like,
he does say that he had to find himself.
Yeah, so in 2001, Ashley's presumably 13.
Right.
So he got married in, like, the mid-80s. I don't know much about the 80s, especially the 80s in Canada. Mm-hmm. But, like, wasn't that, like, when, like, AIDS was a big thing stuff?
So, like, I feel like there was so much worse treatment of gay people at that point. Because in the 80s, it was like if you thought if you walked past a gay person, you would catch AIDS.
So I feel like, stupid. Yeah, so I feel like in the 80s, like, it was a lot of, like, bottling it up and hoping.
Yeah, could. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of gay men who are in that situation where they, like, get married, have kids, and then later come out as gay, it's not that they didn't love the woman they married. They just weren't in love with
that. Right, yeah. No, that completely makes sense.
So that seems to be what's going on in that situation, but Ashley is livid.
Oh, she's so upset.
Yeah. And then we are in the classroom with the grade 7.
This idiot. JT, I'm about to rename the podcast, you little bitch.
Hey, Liberty Girlfriend! Dude,
come on, man. JT puts on, like, this horribly stereotypical gay voice and does, like, the wrist thing, you know?
Yeah, and then he sits down next to Toby and puts his arm around Toby, and Liberty is upset. Like, Liberty runs out of the classroom. She is not thrilled.
I was just thinking, JT, if you're really trying to be convincing, you should just suck Toby's dick right there in front of everybody.
But it's so funny because, like, she bumps into Simpson on her way out, and Simpson walks in, and, like, Simpson looks at them, and the look he gives them is my favorite.
Did you catch the look? Yeah, he just looks like
he goes, like,
completely just disappointed father because Mr. Simpson puts up with so much shit at this school.
Yeah, and T's like, what is going on?
What's going on?
So Ashley now knows about her dad and his boyfriend. I actually think this is kind of where
I think we mixed a couple things.
Yeah, then we mixed the whole scene together. I think it was broken into two parts, but yeah, so Ashley's livid. She's not talking to her dad anymore.
She wants to cut him out of her life.
Yeah, she wants to cut him out. And then, so after the scene where JT is being stereotypical with Toby, Liberty then finds him after class in the hallway, and she's like, hey, I still want to do the paper on you, but I think you should come out.
She actually says, she's like, you know, I should have seen it coming, which is really funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and she was like, I think it'd be really cool. And so this is... So by her reaction, I don't think she knew he was faking, but I feel like she did that to be an asshole.
Yeah, or she didn't think he was faking, but thought he was, like, putting a little bit too much on it to, like, be a prick or something.
Yeah, because she's just
like, I think that I still want to interview you, and then you can come out to the whole school and show everyone how brave you are.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not gay. I like women's. Yeah. I just don't like you.
Yeah. He basically says, he's like, I just don't like you. And she's very sad, obviously, but she handles it maturely. She's like, if you didn't like me, you should have just told me.
Just roast his ass.
I do feel so bad because before that she was like, am I that horrible that you had to pretend to be gay? Like, you couldn't just tell me, like, am I that?
Yeah.
And it's really sad because I've been in that situation where, like, no one's ever pretended to be gay, like, to get out of being going on a date with me.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're young, like, people do some ridiculous things to, like, get out of, like, rejecting people.
Yeah.
And part of it's just that you're immature. Part of it's that you don't want to hurt the person's feelings. But as the person being rejected, when someone goes so over the top to reject you, it makes you feel worse than if they just said, I don't like you.
It's almost always worse when you, like, go to that next level to like, avoid it. You always do something worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I get it. I felt bad for young Liberty here as well.
Yeah. So, then we're with Ashley and Terry. And this is where Ash is like, I'm cutting my dad out of my life. I'm never talking to him again.
Yes.
She's like, I hate him. And Terry gives a great speech here.
Terry's the best. Straight up the best character on the show.
I love Terry. She's like, my mom died. She was like, your dad's here. Yeah. And Ashley's like, well, she doesn't say this, but she's kind of like, well, at least your mom's not gay. And
she's like, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry's like, my mom's gone. Your dad's here. You have a choice.
Yeah.
Don't make the wrong one.
Yeah.
Terry's great. She's fucking fantastic.
But, like, so the episode ends. But, like, we never get closure on this.
Nope.
And like I told you, we don't get closure on this.
We just get our freeze frame of the conflicted Ashley. Yeah. And then according to my beautiful wife, we don't get anything on this for 6 years, and then they don't even really do anything else with it then.
Yeah.
He's just married now.
Yeah.
So fuck it. You know? Fuck it.
So, who is your panther for this episode?
I didn't write panthers because I either forgot we do that or just didn't think about it. So, you go first again.
Terry. Very clearly Terry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Terry. Because she's, you know, she gives...
Just that for rousing, that speech at the end, like, it... like, you take things for granted sometimes. Like, she's like, dude, like, your dad's here.
Yeah.
Like, you're unhappy, but, like
you have the choice. Like, you don't have to hate him. Yeah.
And I don't think, again, like, I get part of it was that, like, he needed probably to get away to understand his feelings for this person.
Yeah.
And that might be, but, like, the way that they made it sound, like, he moved for work, too. Like, it wasn't just, and I feel like if her mom can forgive him, she should be able to forgive him.
Yeah, and you know, Ashley's young. Like, you know, it's going to be a lot to take in and to, like, accept.
But... And again, it was different times. Like,
yeah, but you'll get there.
Hopefully. We'll get there.
Whatever it takes.
What
a tremendous fucking
way to end that. What did you rate this episode?
I gave that a 7 out of 10.
Me too.
Which, if you'll notice, if you've been paying attention, is my highest rating for an episode this season.
Is it really?
Because I believe it was my favorite episode of the season.
I think it's my highest too.
It was good. It was a good episode. You know, I liked it. Was a pretty realistic scenario. They didn't go the weird route with JT and Liberty. JT learned not to be a fake asshole. Like, we tackled the issue of, like, homosexuality, and, like, you know, that's a pretty big thing to, like, tackle on early 2000s TV. It's still an issue, like I was saying earlier. But just across the board, I genuinely enjoyed this episode.
This is a pretty, like, so this is probably, other than, like, I'm almost getting kidnapped, this is probably, like, the most issue-heavy episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, even the sex one, like, I mean, sex on, like, with, like, teenagers.
That one was just overkill, like, for the sake of overkill. Fuck that episode.
But, like, you don't... Yeah, you, like, don't see a lot of, like, talk of, like, especially on, like, a show aimed for children, of, like, gay people.
Right, yeah. And they tackle it with, like, maturity and a sense of, like, it's grounded in reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's very much like a kid to be, like, to make gay jokes. And be like, hey, girlfriend, fuck you. JT.
Yeah, and I like how they put the two together to show, like, kind of like an immature look at it and then a mature look at it.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was actually, it was well done. Well done storytelling.
Yeah.
My favorite episode of the season so far.
Yes, it was very good. Do you have a quiz for me?
I do. So what are you at this point? You are 1 for 3?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if we can make it 2 for 4. The song or episode title that I have chosen for you this week is based off Nirvana's hit song, About a Girl.
About a Girl.
Oh, she doesn't know it.
It's Allie. It's Allie season 13.
Okay.
It's Allie and Leo, season 13.
Okay, well, the way I read Wikipedia has them as the B-plot, but I don't know. It says, Adam finds out Becky has been hanging with another boy in Florida and becomes obsessed with finding out what they are doing together. In Paris, Maya decides to take things into her own hands when Tristan becomes tired of watching Miles and Zoe make out. Also, Allie thinks things are moving too fast with Leo and invites Jenna and Connor to dinner with them. So, I mean...
So the Paris episodes are weird, because the Paris episodes, they have, like, an A, B, and C plot.
Yeah.
But it's very, like... I hate the Paris episodes so fucking
much. So there's,
much.
Like, 3 storylines in that episode?
Yeah, but you know how, like, so starting in season 10, there's two plot. There's A, B, and C.
Okay.
You know how these have, like, A and B?
Yeah.
It's A, B, and C. So A is usually the most important. C is usually, like, 2 scenes long.
Okay.
That in the Paris episodes, like, the Allie and Leo storyline, like, it's through all of the Paris. The thing is that all of the storylines are going through all of the episodes.
In Paris, are they having a party in there? Or are they partying in Paris?
Because there's three storylines, so I was just wondering if maybe there was three parties. Because I think we need a third party candidate.
So do I get like a half a point for that?
Well, fuck it, I'll give you a whole one. I don't care. Because I don't know. I've never watched these. I'm just reading
what Wikipedia says. Was I right about season 13?
Yes, it is okay. Season 13.
Because I'm very... I told you, I already told you, and I'll tell the listeners because I don't want to, I want to be forthcoming.
Yes.
I told him not to pick any of season 14 because I've only seen season 14 one time and I didn't close attention to it.
That's cowardice. But, you know, I haven't yet.
I told him if he gives it to me, I can definitely give him the season because if I don't recognize a song, I'm going to pick 14. But there's no way in hell I could give him a plot point.
Fair enough. Well, I'll give you the point for this one. So fuck it. You're 2 for 4.
Woohoo!
Next week you go for number 3. Your third answer. It can be like the 3/5 compromise if you get 3 out of 5. Leave us out, baby girl.
So you can reach us at a bunch of places.
Yep. See you next.
So we have an email. It is DegrassiMemorialPod@gmail.com.
Send us something, for fuck's sake.
That, once again, is...
Who the fuck is Alex Sanfilippo?
That's like the...
Oh. All right, well, fuck you. You don't actually listen to us. Go home, Alex Sanfilippo.
Don't! If you listen to us...
If you do, you're great. It looks like a spam email. If you are a real person and you want to help us make money,
it's like
you're
a legitimate website.
Oh, he don't listen to us. She don't listen to us. I don't know. Alex is a gender-neutral name. If you listen, Alex, you're great. Help us make money.
But yes, the email is DegrassiMemorialPod@gmail.com.
Correctamundo.
You can also find us on Twitter. I'm going to start tweeting instead of from my personal, from the podcast Twitter.
I think it's JT Memorial Pod.
It is.
At JT Memorial.
Yeah, it's Pod. At JT Memorial Pod at Twitter.
We're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. The JT York Memorial Degrassi Podcast.
You can find Sam on Twitter.
Yep, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Sammy Please, SammyPLS.
You can find me on the Twitter at Smorlax187. That's SMORE, like the delicious campfire treat. Lax, LAX, like you are relaxing. And that is 187, which is the cop terminology for a homicide.
Is that why you picked it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Yep. If you could rate, review, subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. Tell your friends. Correct. We mostly, like, if you really, really, if you would like to email us or tweet at us, like, we don't know if people listen to this. We can see our stats, but I just assume they're all us just listening to ourselves.
And in honor of the bad guy, treat us like Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10 and give us 5 stars, man.
Nobody understands your wrestling references.
Someone will, and that person's going to think I'm so cool. Like, I think that Pat guy is cool, because he likes wrestling.
Oh, from the other Degrassi
podcast? Maybe he'll
find
us. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe. Maybe we can be friends.
They're listening to this, and they're like, why is he stealing our jokes?
Well, because I am not original.
So that is all for this week. You have anything else?
Nope.
So we will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening.
Be good.